Now that you're comfortable, I'm going to count back from 10 to 1. And as I do, you'll find yourself quickly, easily, and effortlessly moving into a deep state of relaxation. 10, 9, 8, relax. 7, move deeper. 6, 5, 4, relaxing all the way from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. 3, let your body go limp and loose. 2, and 1, let your mind go blank. I'm going to create some tools for you to use in labor. Some of these tools you'll practice every day, and others you'll wait until you're in labor to use them. The first tool that we're going to create is called vibrations. We're going to call forth a moment in your life that has already been created, a moment that you can depend upon. And I want you to create that emotion, that vibration, to move through your entire being right now as we practice. So the first vibration I want you to feel is trust. I want you to call forth a moment that you felt total trust. And we can simply start with the trust that the sun is going to rise in the morning, just as you trust that the moon will shine in the evening. You trust that our world will revolve around its axis, around and around. You just trust that. And you trust that there's oxygen in the air, that you will always be able to breathe. I want you to really feel the dynamic awareness of that level of trust. This is the same level of trust I want you now to apply to your body. You trust that you don't need to control your heart beating or the oxygen moving into your body. You don't need to control the blood exchanging into your baby. You know that all your needs are taken care of. You just simply trust this, a natural, inherent trust. When we finally truly trust a process, we no longer stare at it. We generally surrender to a higher principle and power. We just know that it takes care of all of our needs. I want you to feel that level of trust right now in your body. Feel it move from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Good. That's a very powerful feeling. When you're in labor, I want you to just let go and trust that your body knows exactly what to do. You don't need to do anything. And that labor is normal. Surges are normal and as easy as bending your arm. You don't need to control any of it. So I want you to now just imagine that level of trust, that vibration. I want you to see that vibration just pouring off of your body and into a jar now. Pouring, just see it. See the vibration, see trust. Filling up that jar, filling it up. Look at the color and the consistency. And now, imagine putting a cap on that jar and just setting the jar aside. And now, I want you to imagine the vibration of courage, natural courage. I want you to find a moment that exemplifies courage, that you look back and you think, you know, I can't believe I did that. But you knew in that moment it was what it was. You didn't think any differently. You knew what you needed to do and you did it. That's natural courage. You have that kind of courage right now. Regardless of what was perhaps happening, regardless of your circumstance, you just simply walked forward. You went forward with total embracing courage. Nothing could stop you. Think of that moment right now. And if you can't think of it for yourself, think of someone who exemplifies that courage. Because when you're in labor, you will have and you will be in the presence of perfect courage. It's innate. So as that feeling of courage wells up in your body, I want you to imagine that it's now moving down through your being and into another jar. Just filling that jar up. Filling it up. It's pouring. It's an energy. Look at it. Look at the color and the consistency. This is the essence of courage. condensed into a small jar, waiting to be opened at any moment. And now, just put the lid back on and set the jar aside. Good. Now, I want you to imagine the perfect vibration of peace. I want you to imagine the kind of peace that brings along an effortless accomplishment. You need do nothing. I want you to imagine that kind of peace, where even if there was a storm moving around you, a mental or emotional storm, there was a deeper sense of you that said, be still and be quiet, and know that your outcome has already arrived. That's the power of peace. That's the strength of peace. When you are in labor, you need that reassurance. You need to know how normal it is. You need to know that all your needs are met. You will know that all you need to do is nothing, which means be inside the quiet, be inside the stillness, and relax, because your outcome has already arrived. This is not a mental process. This is an effortless accomplishment of your physical being. Your body is already scripted with the perfection of birth. Let it unfold. Peace will become such a guiding force. It will keep you comfortable. It will keep you safe and relaxed. Peace will draw you into an inner world that is beautiful and perfect. You may want to just imagine that you're sitting on a beach that's quiet or still when you imagine peace. Or you may choose to look at a lake that's calm and soothing. Whichever it is, I want you to feel that sense of peace right now. That sense of stillness right now. And imagine that peace flowing off of your body. Oh, it feels good. And into a jar, filling up that jar, pouring, pouring, pouring off of your body and into the jar. And now you put the cap back on and you set it aside. And now I want you to imagine the vibration of stamina and endurance. I want you to remember a time in your life that perhaps you may have had a moment that you said, I can't do this. Maybe you got tired, or perhaps there was a weight that you were lifting, and you said, I can't lift it one more time. Yet there was a still small voice inside of you that said, yes, you can. You have forgotten who you are. You are so much stronger than you think. You have just written your lines. You decided your limitations, which were not true. I want you to remember the moment of stamina and endurance when you accomplished what you thought you couldn't do. Bring that to mind right now. When you created yourself new again, it feels so good to push through your limits. When we push through our limits, we are born new over and over and over again. We expand into a larger and greater awareness of ourselves. I want you to feel that level of endurance right now, how powerful that feels. When you are in labor, it is normal and natural to have surges, as normal and natural as lifting your arm once again. Maybe there's a heavier weight put into your hand, and you may say, that's too heavy for me, I can't lift this one. But this is when you will allow stamina and endurance to emerge and say, oh, you have forgotten who you are. You can do this. And you will move through the next surge easily and effortlessly, expanding all your limitations all over again. So now I want you to imagine stamina and endurance flowing off of your body and into a jar. Look at the color and the consistency. Look at the energy, the essence of stamina and endurance. Pouring, 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 filling that jar up. Good, now put the cap on it and set it aside. Great, and now I want you to imagine the vibration of adventure. I want you to imagine a time that exemplifies going on the great adventure of your life. Perhaps it was a vacation or just going somewhere new that was really exciting. When we go on adventure, we see things with new eyes like little children. I want you to embrace that feeling of seeing with new eyes. I want you to see that when you are in labor, each and every moment is a new beginning. Each and every moment is bright and fantastic. Don't allow your historic views, don't allow a conditioned mind to create a perspective for you. See each and every surge brand new, over and over again, bringing you closer and closer to your baby. Hear each and every moment as you've never heard it before. This will keep you into a space of non-judgment, and this is important. It will keep you into a space of awe. You will be in the center of the brilliance. In fact, you will be the brilliance. Stay in this awareness. Stay in the awareness of adventure. So now, I want you to just imagine adventure rolling off of your body, exciting, new, fresh, every moment, and let it move into the little jar, feeling the jar up. See the color and the consistency. And now put the lid back on and just set it aside. Good. And finally, I want you to move into the vibration of unconditional love. Invite a moment that you felt unconditionally accepted and loved. You knew and felt how perfect you were in that moment. I want you to feel perfect love move from the top of your head into your body and out through your feet. Feel the moment that you fell in love with anything. Perhaps it was a person, or perhaps it was an experience. Warmth moved through you. It just moved through your body. You probably couldn't think of anything else. You just basked in the feeling, and you felt so good. We've all been there. Maybe you couldn't even concentrate on anything else. Think of that moment right now. Bring it to your mind, how good it felt. And now, I want you to take away the picture of whoever or whatever brought that love to you. I want you to feel love's magnitude. Just take away the source and be in love for the sake of being in love's presence. Now, in labor, this is how well you're being taken care of. You are a divine expression of love and nothing less. Perfect love moves through you as this baby is brought to you. How could it be anything less? Good. Just feel that. That's why all your needs are met. Good. And now just imagine that perfect divine love moving off of your body and into a jar, feeling the jar up, knowing that divine perfect love also stays with you. Just look at the beautiful color and consistency. And as the jar fills to the top with the essence of love, you put the lid on it and set it aside. All right. Now, we have these jars of vibrations. We have love, adventure, peace, stamina, and endurance. We have courage, and we have trust. At any moment during your labor that you need a boost, you'll simply call on one of these vibrations and open them up and just fill your being with that feeling, with that vibration, with that emotion. For example, if you feel afraid, you can call on courage. If you feel tired, you'll open the vibration of stamina and endurance. Now, there are several ways you can work with these vibrations. One is to just simply imagine opening up one of these jars and pouring the essence of that vibration into your body and connecting to a moment in your life that you felt that emotion. Just well your body up with it. Or you can create photos and objects. Perhaps you choose a photograph of a person or an experience that reminds you of that emotion or that vibration. Perhaps the expression of love, or perhaps when a moment you were courageous. Or maybe a time when you're on vacation, experiencing life with new eyes, to remind you of that, to bring you and pull you into that vibration. Your partner can help you by encouraging you to look at these photographs or to hold these objects in your hand. You may even want to include a gesture of your faith, whatever your focus of faith is. Whichever it all is to you, continue filling up these jars as you practice each and every time with this tape, creating a deeper and richer emotion, ready to just be opened up and used when you're in labor. Be creative and have some fun with this. All right, the next tool that we're going to use is drains and faucets. Now, in between surges, sometimes energy can feel stuck, resonating the feeling of a surge in between the surges. I'm going to teach you how to drain that energy, and this works every time. It's so simple. The way that you'll practice this tool beyond listening to these tapes is that each and every time you feel a discomfort in your body, I want you to use this imagery tool to drain that discomfort out, leaving you feeling limp, loose, and relaxed. Now, as you move the energy out of the faucet, you may see a certain color or a certain consistency. And as the flow of liquid begins to change, you'll notice your discomfort leaving. And soon, you'll see it come to a drip and then to a drop. And that's when you'll know that you're finished with that faucet. I want you to imagine now that we're putting a faucet on the tip of your toe. And now we're beginning to turn that faucet on. And now we're putting a faucet on your other toe, and we're turning that faucet on also. Turning them on, turning them on. Now I want you to feel your body begin to drain. Rushing down, draining, moving, flowing out through the faucet, draining any of the discomfort, moving down and out through the faucet. Look at the faucets just running. Moving that energy down and out, pouring, pouring. Oh, it feels good. And now as you become more comfortable, I want you to see it coming to a drip and then to a drop. Excellent. And imagine now the faucets being placed on your knees. And we're turning those faucets on, turning them on, turning them on. Pouring, pouring out. Pouring the energy down through your body and out through your knees. Look at the energy moving down and out through your body, out through the faucet, down and out. Look at the color and the consistency again. Good. And now as you feel more relaxed, you see it come to a drip and then to a drop. And now we're going to place a faucet right below your uterus, which we'll commonly use in labor. And now I want you to place another faucet down under your lower back. And now we're just turning those faucets on, turning them on, turning them on, pouring, pouring out, pouring, pouring out, out through your lower uterus, out through your lower back, creating a more comfortable, soothing energy in your body. Feel your whole entire body relaxing more deeply now. As these faucets continue to pour, pour, pour. And now finally just coming to a drip and then to a drop. And you're so at ease and so relaxed. And now we're placing a faucet on your hands and we're turning those faucets on, turning them on, turning them on, and the energy is pouring, rolling down off your shoulders into your arms and out through your fingers, relaxing your arms deeper and deeper, pouring, pouring out. Look at the faucet, look at the energy coming out. good. And now as the faucet and the energy coming out of it slows down, comes to a drip and then to a drop. And now we're placing a faucet on your forehead and we're turning that on, turning it on, turning it on. Moving all the mental energy that gets wrapped around our bodies, all the mental energy that gets wrapped around our labors, pouring it out, pouring it out. Look at the color and look at the consistency. Good. It feels so good and so relaxed to be so quiet now in your mind. And as your mind feels lighter, the faucet comes to a drip and then to a drop. Now, you'll only use these when you have discomforts or mental stress. I want you to practice with this tool daily. It's a very powerful tool to prepare with. And in labor, these drains will be used after each and every surge to pull the energy out through your body and create new room for more energy to come in that's fresh and new and ready to give you its maximum results. This will help you stay calm and relaxed during the entire process of labor. And your partner can always help you by suggesting to you to turn those faucets on in between your surges. All right. And now, the next tool we'll apply is a simple relaxation response. Anytime in labor, I or yourself or your partner tells you to relax, you will feel a relaxation move through your body deeper than you have ever imagined. Your body will move so limp and loose so quickly. You will feel relaxed and good all over instantly. Just imagine, as we say the word relax, that you immediately feel this powerful surge of energy move through your body, and your body becomes limp and loose immediately. And it moves into an absolute and total deep level of relaxation. Your body will feel like a limp, loose rag doll. Now, it's best when you use this relaxation response while you're exhaling. So as we count to three, I want you to take in a very deep breath. And as I say the word, relax, you'll exhale and your body will go completely and totally limp and loose. All right, take a deep breath. One, two, three, and relax. Good. Move deeper. Feeling so limp and so loose. Again, inhaling. One, two, three. Relax. Move even deeper. Good. And again, deep breath. One, two, three. Relax. And move completely limp and loose. Now, if you're working with a partner, they can press their hand onto your forehead as you exhale and say the word relax. They can even press onto your shoulders as you exhale and say the word relax. Anytime that this word is used, relax, your body will move deeper than it ever has before. This is a great tool to use during the contractions and in between them. So practice them at home, practice them with these tapes, and practice them with your partner. Great. Now, the next tool that we're going to use is going to be another relaxation response, but this one is to help you raise the level of endorphins in your body. Those endorphins are your body's own natural morphine response to help you feel uplifted and calm and centered. Each and every time that you create goosebumps in your body, your whole body sends out millions and millions of endorphins. Literally, this is a physical reaction. I want you to elevate your own endorphins now by simply picking up your hand and beginning to stroke the back of your hand in the same way that you would touch a newborn baby's skin, just lightly, gently stroking the back of your hand or the back of your forearm or the top of your hand in the same way, lightly and featherly, that you would stroke a newborn or touch a newborn skin, gently, almost with a slight tickle. Good. And if you're working with a partner, your partner can begin to touch you lightly in the same way, just as you would touch a newborn skin, just featherly with a slight tickle. And they can run their fingers down your legs, starting from your hips down to your toes, your arms, your tummy, and even your back. When you're in labor, you can use this tool during a contraction or in between one to again help elevate those endorphins, to create a calm, centered, good feeling in your body. This is a tool you should be using all the way through your labor. Good. So now finally, we're going to do a finger drop and practice turning the red light out after the initial switch with the light goes off, letting your body become limp and loose and a complete state of numbness. So go ahead and open your eyes and lift up your finger. Stare at your finger and make a commitment to the switch that when the switch goes off, when the light goes out, your hand will drop and your body will go limp and loose. Then you'll bring the red light to mind. And as the red light goes out, your body will go once again into a deep state of numbness, from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Ready? Looking at your finger. 1, 2, 3, off. Limp and loose. And now fill up your entire mind with the red light. Just feel it completely up. On the count of three, it'll go out. 1, 2, 3, out. Your body goes into a complete state of numbness now, from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Go ahead and check yourself. Try to lift one of your arms. Stop trying and move deeper. All right, now on the count of three, you'll turn your switch back on and both lights will come on and you'll release that deep, limp, and loose muscle relaxation in your body and you'll release the deep paralysis. 1, 2, 3, on. Good, take a deep breath and move deeper. Excellent. All right, don't forget that you need to continue doing 10 finger drops a day, every day. Good.